This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We started with a piece on currency, the dollar. We're going to go out on a piece about currency as well, the euro this time. Peter Navarro, the head of President Trump's new National Trade Council, calls the single currency grossly undervalued, and he blames directly the Germans, who Navarro says are getting an unfair trade advantage over their American competitors because the euro is so cheap. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports this is just the latest in a string of complaints about the strength of the German economy at the expense of many, many others.
Buckingham Palace is festooned with swastikas. German soldiers patrol the London streets. The Nazis have occupied Britain.
This is the BBC Home Service. On orders from the German army, the curfew will be relaxed from Monday.
The opening scene in a new BBC drama which imagines Hitler winning the war. The world rejoices that he didn't. After defeat, Germany evolved into a peace-loving, democratic and benign modern state. But in a paradoxical twist of history, Germany still dominates Europe. And, says economist Roger Bootle, thanks to the creation of the euro, the Germans have unintentionally helped cause mayhem on the continent.
Misery in southern Europe, an economic disaster, frankly, in Greece. It would have been much better if Germany had kept the Deutschmark.
Priced in euros, Germany's products are much cheaper than they would otherwise have been. That's turned the country into a champion exporter, but also helped plunge its poorer, less competitive European partners into debt and deficit, while it racks up ever larger trade surpluses.
Germany is running a current account surplus of getting on for 9% of GDP. This surplus is, in absolute terms, bigger than the Chinese surplus.
The Trump administration has now accused Germany of boosting its exports at the expense of American jobs and businesses and unfairly profiting from a grossly undervalued currency. That accusation effectively lumps it in with China and Japan as a currency manipulator. Many Germans bridle at that.
The strength of the currency is not set by the Germans. It is set by the ECB, and the president, last time I looked, was an Italian.
German commentator Heinz Schulter says the weakness of the euro is due to the European Central Bank printing money, buying government bonds and driving down interest rates.
All that is definitely not German.
But he must concede his country has done very nicely out of the euro and its recent weakness.
That is true, but the Germans will pick up all the taps if there is failure and a breakdown of the system.
Though German exporters have profited from the euro, few European observers believe that was the country's main motivation in adopting it. It was part of the process of ever closer European integration to avoid another war and for Germany to atone for its Nazi crimes. In this, the euro has spectacularly backfired. These are Greek reservists parading on the day the German leader visited Athens at the height of the debt crisis. Incredibly, they're shouting, "Nazis out." Their commander said, "We're protesting against the Fourth Reich, against German oppressors imposing austerity." Steve Davies is with the Institute of Economic Affairs.
The fact that the country which is in the dominant position is Germany, which has all these historical associations, is doubly unfortunate. You know, in Greece, memories of the war are still quite fresh.
If the Germans want to placate their critics in Europe and the US, he says, they've just got to lighten up on the exporting.
What they can do is try to shift the balance of their economy away from a very heavy reliance upon exports to much greater reliance upon domestic consumption.
And to import more, he says, the survival of the euro and transatlantic relations could depend upon it. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.